how we found fine art at Walmart on a day that Yahoo tries to find profits.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Is one of the biggest brands on the internet, Yahoo, ever going to make real money from its internet business? Its profit report is out today as the company's high-profile CEO, Marissa Meyer, finishes up her first year on the job. Marketplace's Noel King has more.
In her first year with Yahoo, Marissa Meyer bought 16 startup companies, from the microblogging platform Tumblr to the news aggregation app Sumly.
She seems to be moving. She seems to be moving Yahoo in the right direction.
Jeff Kagan is a tech industry analyst, but Kagan says what still isn't clear?
Whether or not it's actually going to mean anything to the bottom line at this point is the question.
Meyer's aggressive attitude toward acquisitions like Quickie, an app for creating videos, has convinced many industry observers that her focus is on developing products. Brian Weiser, a senior analyst with Pivotal Research, says you could argue...
Having someone at the helm whose primary orientation was around product was helpful for a company that had not had such focus in prior years.
But Weiser says, above all else, Yahoo is still in the advertising business. And
the problem is that advertisers don't want what Yahoo's selling.
Which means that Meyer still has some more work to do. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Where isn't there a McDonald's? Vietnam. But the fast food giant says that'll change next year. Marketplace's Queena Kim looked into this. Queena, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Vietnam, McDonald's, what took it so long?
Yeah, McDonald's is all over Asia, and Vietnam will be the 38th Asian country it's entering. And the fast food company looked into Vietnam about 10 years ago, but it said it wasn't able to source enough beef in the country, and the general infrastructure to supply goods wasn't built out. But it appears that's changed. And then, of course, back then, there was more anti-American sentiment towards McDonald's. In fact, in the 1990s, McDonald's was banned from Hanoi. But that sentiment also seems to have dissipated.
All right. In other McDonald's news this morning, apparently the company's launching a program aimed at teaching McDonald's employees how to manage their money better.
Yeah, they released a budget journal that walks employees through how to manage their money. It's basically a workbook that helps you budget by journaling your daily expenses. And it's got questions like, what's your savings goal? And explains how to think about expenses. And it's part of this larger trend we're seeing in some companies to help their employees manage their money. And that rationale is that a more financially stable employee makes for a more stable workforce.
If only the workbook came with a pay raise. Marketplace's Queena Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Now to the fine art, I promise. The painter Brendan O'Connell agreed to bring three small canvases with him to the interview.
The bookend aesthetically is, on the one hand, Andy Warhol, on the other hand, Edward Hopper. Edward Hopper had a way of painting very cold things in a very warm way. And I kind of like that a lot.
Painting one, Jif peanut butter. Painting two, Life cereal. Then the yellow, white, and blue boxes of Domino sugar. O'Connell paints things you can find in the grocery aisle or the aisle in those big boxes known as Walmart. Meet Brendan O'Connell, Walmart artist.
In 2005, I followed an out-of-work actress around Walmart and paid her to shop, essentially. And I took photos and made some paintings from it. And I think between 2005 and 2010, I was invited to leave more Walmarts than most New Yorkers have ever been in.
Excuse me, sir. I think it's time you leave, that kind of situation.
Most retail environments frown upon photos being taken in their stores. And then eventually I did an interview in 2010, and Walmart called me after the interview and said, we'd like to make it easy on you to go into stores.
So you're in this – I mean, it's a mundane space. It's like I my heart does not soar like a hawk when I go in to shop at Walmart.
Well, essentially it is the most visited space on earth, And I was really struck by the art of the everyday and the idea of making art out of very commonplace things.
Are they a commentary on Walmart, your paintings?
I think it's more a commentary on this time in life and the idea that consumerism is what we do on a daily basis. I've also been struck by our fetishistic relationship to brands, that people call me and say, do you have a painting of Jif or Domino's or Life cereal? And I realize that there's this strong component of nostalgia. It's our childhood that people are seeing and experiencing.
Well, you use the term fetishistic, but that's what a fetish is. It's like an object of desire that symbolizes something larger.
Right.
And you're saying consumer brands sometimes play that role.
Absolutely. You know, people have a visceral reaction to a brand. And I've been doing these paintings sort of in the spirit of the post-impressionist painting commercial boulevards of Paris, that you have this aisle in a supermarket that's well traversed and these brands that you see blurred out of the corner of your eye.
Brendan O'Connell, the artist who finds inspiration at Walmart and in many other places. Mr. O'Connell, thank you.
Thank you very much.
By the way, Alec Baldwin owns some of O'Connell's work, which the actor first spotted on sale on the sidewalk near Notre Dame in Paris. From the power of painting to the power of a good argument, a conservative think tank in Britain has offered a big cash prize for the most compelling argument for why Britain would be better off if it abandoned the European Union. The Brexit Prize, that's Britain exit equals Brexit, is being offered by the Institute of Economic Affairs. Britain still uses the pound sterling, of course, not the euro, but the prize is 100,000 euros, which would presumably be worth a bit less if the prize-winning compelling argument were successful and Britain bailed out of Europe. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.